How would you describe the attitude and mood of the team after Saturday?
We really just all stuck together. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody expects to lose.
Yeah.
You know, we go out there and practice and play to win, but we all stay together and really just focus on this next game.
If you had to lose the way in which it happened, I know a loss is a loss, but it seemed like everybody came out of the game thinking, you know, if we could have done this or this, we would have won that game. So you still have your confidence intact despite the loss?
Yeah, I mean, we're always going to be a confident team. You know, we know we have great players,
yeah,
great coaches. So, like I said, we're just going to stick together and focus on this week.
So what's the goal now?
Being 1-0. That's our motto.
1-0 this week.
1-0 this week.
You're not thinking 11-1 right now.
Nah, that's the least I worry. It's just every week focused on that week.
Anybody talking about still being in the playoffs or anything like that?
Not really. No? Just worry about New Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you watched them at all?
We're going to start going over everything they do this week, today.
You know, what did you see out of Keith last year when he was – I guess what kind of role did Keith have in practices last year?
Keith Ford?
Yeah.
Keith Ford is a great player. He gave us a lot of great looks on scout team.
Yeah.
Runs real hard.
What was his most impressive scout team performance last year, if you can go back and think about it?
Every time we're on the goal line, it's hard to bring him down on the goal line. When he wants it, he's going to get it.
Claude, it seemed like the defense played much better against the run after you came in there. So why was that?
Really, it's just focusing on our assignments, playing in your gap. Don't try to do too much. Like Coach said, just worry about your assignment and play your gap, and we'll be fine.
So you're not going to say you were the reason that y'all got so much better?
Not at all. I'm not the reason. It's team.
Do you think you played well enough that maybe they ought to put you in the starting lineup?
That's really not my call. You know, I just play. Whatever I can do to help my team win, I'll go out and do it.
What do you think you do best?
I just do my assignment, to be honest. Just stay focused, and whatever I have to do on the field and the play, I'll do it.
How much better are you now than you were last year?
I have a year of experience under my belt. You know, I didn't really know the play calls and the defensive playbook, but, I mean, now everything just seemed like second nature. So, yeah.
What was the most challenging part just as a unit and personally in defending what they did Saturday?
They're very complex, and also Jalen Hurts, a great player.
Yeah.
Gave him a great dimension on offense, so we had to worry about the run game and also him running, so it was kind of tough.
Hard to tackle.
Yeah, he's a little shifty.
What was the most impressive thing about that Alabama offense that y'all saw?
Once they get going, their tempo, you know, it's hard to stop. We have to, as a defense, we have to, our Mike linebacker, we have to get the calls, get our guys lined up, so that's also challenging.
How did the game kind of change whenever y'all lost Donovan? What did y'all do scheme-wise to compensate for that?
Oh, we just kept playing. I mean, it's like Coach says, it's the next guy up. So really, then, you know, really can't do much about that.
As the season goes on,
how much of an emphasis is run defense moving forward after the last couple games?
A very big emphasis because everybody, you know, talked about us not being able to stop the run and us being soft. So that kind of motivated us, you know. So it's showing people that we can play and play assignment football and play hard-nosed football.
As the season goes on, do you suspect that your role will increase when you play, especially games? Teams like Mississippi State and LSU that, you know, kind of make their bones by running the football?
I mean, I guess we'll have to see. I just go out every, like I do every week, and just prepare for whenever my number's called.